ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 5 चैप्टर नंबर 1 एंटाइटल्ड एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत Text number 37. As yesterday, what was the show told that we can't be able to repeat as it's not a poem, it's a prose. So just read certain and then you all can repeat. Aho asadu anusitam.
Aho asadu asadam anusitam.
Yet abhiniveshitoham.
इंद्रियाविद्यरचितविषमाविषयान्धकूपे
माम दिग्दिग इति गायं गायायं चक्रा
माम दिग्दिग इति गायं चक्रा
वन मोर टाइम रीड एंड देन आई विल गो टू ट्रांसलेशन अहो असाधु अनुस्थितम
अहो असाधु अनुस्थितम
यत् अभिनि अभिनि विषे वेशितो हम इंद्रिय अविद्या रचिता विषमे विषयंद कूपे अलम तद अलम अलम अमुष्य
तद अलम अलम अमुष्य
वाणिताय विनोद मृगम
वाणिताय विनोद मृगम
माम दिंग दिंग इति गायहयम ठाकरा
माम दिंग दिंग इति गायहयम चक्रा
But your translation, aho,
alas,
asadu,
not good,
anusitam, executed, yep,
yep.
Because, abhiveshitaha, being completely absorbed, aham, I, indre, for sense gratification, avidya, by nascence, rachita, made, vishama, causing distress, Vishaya, sense gratification. Andhakupe, in the dark well.
That.
Alam, insignificant. Alam,
alam,
of no importance. Amusaya,
of that.
Vanitaya,
Vinitaya,
wife.
Vinodamrigam,
just like a dancing monkey.
Maam,
unto me.
Dig.
All condemnation.
All condemnation.
Dig. All condemnation.
All condemnation.
Iti.
Thus.
Garhayam.
Garhayam.
Criticism.
Chakra.
Chakra.
Iti.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki translation. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas! How condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. Purport. How condemned is the advancement of material knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyavrata. He performed such wonderful act as creating another sun, which shined during the night, and creating a chariot so great that its wheels formed vast oceans. These activities are so great that modern scientists cannot even imagine how such things can be done. Maharaj Priyavrata acted very wonderfully in the material field of activities, but because he was dealing in sense gratification, ruling his kingdom and dancing to the indication of his beautiful wife, he personally condemned himself. When we think about this example of Maharaj Priyavrata, we can just consider how degraded is the modern civilization of materialistic advancement. Modern so-called scientists and other materialists are very satisfied because they can construct great bridges, roads and machines. But such activities are nothing comparable to those of Maharaj Priyavrata. If Maharaj Priyavrata could condemn himself in spite of his wonderful activities, how condemned we are in our so-called advancement of material civilization? We can conclude that such advancement has nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. Unfortunately, modern man does not understand his entanglement and how condemned he is, nor does he know what kind of body he is going to have in the next life. From a spiritual point of view, a great kingdom, beautiful wife and wonderful material activities are all impediments to spiritual advancement. Maharaj Priyavrata has served the great sage Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had accepted material opulence, he could not be deviated from his own task. He again became Krishna consciousness as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Neha Vikrama Nastosti Pratyavaya Navidyate Swalpam Api Asya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. In devotional service, there is no loss or diminution. And even a small service rendered in devotional service, in devotional life, is sufficient to save one from the greatest danger. Such renunciation as Maharaj Priyavrata's is possible only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, when people are powerful and when they have a beautiful wife, a beautiful home and a material popularity, they become more and more entangled. Priyavrata Maharaj, however, having been completely trained by the great sage Narada, revived his Krishna consciousness in spite of all impediments. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Sakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarvana Bhagnatam Hamsavdevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvana Dita Sri Vishakhanavitam Sya E Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sukha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpata Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Bhavadevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Narayana Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye. Same blessing of Asana with all Vaishnavas. Speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this translation, the king does become criticizing himself, began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. Like, you know, seems like we can, it's a everyday verse we repeat ourselves within. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered bell. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. Like, you know, after reading this verse, I thought, oh my God, this is like exactly what is every, I mean, personally myself going through the sense gratification. It's like, I used to remember when I was small, my father and mother used to send me to a shop to buy something. And but in order to do certain activities, you need some motivation. And the motivation to do some activities in the material world is fruitive mentality, that you get something out of it. What is in it for me? So I always strike a deal that if I have to go buy something, I have to do something for you, then I have to get something for myself. So if a product is or something, I have to buy grocery or something, 10 rupees or 20 rupees or whatever dollar it may be, that there is a certain amount of commission I used to take. I mean, sometimes I tell, sometimes I don't tell. Because, you know, that is like, if you see, because you go in the roadside and then you see all the street food which is like lined up. You know, they are very smelly, they are very attractive, alluring to your senses. And they are very captivating. And you get carried away, you in Bhagavad Gita, even if your senses, even if one sense is not controlled, it can take you for a ride along with the mind and it can go. You can see from second chapter Bhagavad Gita. So then you are get allured and distracted, and then you indulge in sense gratification, and then when you come back, you forget something and they get really upset. What is this nonsense? I've sent you for this only and you not bought this. And by the way, you enjoyed yourself. So they're not happy because so here if you see, and you know Jagannath Ram Prabhu also usually give that example of kabaddi match, like Krishna consciousness is about that you enter the arena of the opposition and then you play in a way such that you are not entangled, at the same time you retrieve back. So from here we can see the example of Priyavrata, our great devotees, the life of great devotees. The Lord actually personally orchestrated the life of a devotee. The Lord actually gave instruction to those devotees who is capable of performing those acts and they don't get entangled. And their glories has been spread because they are put in that situation, because they come out very well. That's how the great personality is made. The great personality is not made by birth. The great personality is made when their actions are speaking in spite of the provoking situation, how they remember the Supreme Lord and glorify the Lord. In spite of going through personal inconvenience, both gross and subtle. Here Priyavrata Maharaj is saying, alas, actually the purpose of human birth is to get self-realization. And the purpose of the material creation is to get that reformation done so that we can realize that what is my purpose here. Yeah. It's like someone is running and then he was feeling thirsty. So he went to get that water and then he realized there's an hospital. And then they gave a water and they said, come inside. I said, no, I just came for water. No, you're diseased. We have to check you. And they checked and then you're diseased. No, I just came for water. I'm going to go now. No, sir, you're not like that. You have a disease now. We have to cure. So sometimes we are very much focused on enjoying ourselves in this material world where there is no enjoyment. It's like if the illusion is there, so Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you, for example, we sometimes see a rope and consider this as a snake. Now that is illusion, but we know there is a snake. If there is a snake, we've been illusioned to see the rope as a snake. So when we see, like for example, we are going in a desert and we see this mirage of water. When we see a mirage of water, we think there is no water, but there must be some water. Otherwise, how this illusion is represented? If we don't have have we not seen the real water, and when you see something and it looks like a water, so that means we know that is just a shadow, but the reality has to be somewhere. Similarly, when a jiva want to enjoy in this material world where there is no enjoyment, so then has to inquire, then that means there has to be some enjoyment, there has to be there somewhere. If we want to enjoy and if we are not getting enjoyment here, so that means we are searching for the right product in the wrong place. So we understand, okay, fine, I have to realign my idea. So here we can see Priyavrata Maharaj is acting as the Lord also, in Kunti Maharaj is there, Nato Natyada Reta. The Lord is a perfect actor. He cannot reveal, he cannot be revealed like that. He is an actor. Prabhupada gives an example of a mother and a child. They both are watching the act. The mother can understand that is a father who is taking up the role of a king or whatever in the state, but the child cannot understand because the child is ignorant. The child does not have knowledge about it. But the mother has a full knowledge that this is the father who is acting behind this dress. Mahajanaka janam, agnya adokshajam abhiyam. So he is Alaksham Sarva, Alaksham Moodadrisha, Natonatya Dharayata. So he is actually that. So here we see, Priyamata Maharaj is saying this verse, if you see, if you read for ourselves, it is applicable in our own life. It is applicable in the past when Priyamata was there. We are talking about a few manus back. We are not talking about, you know, last year or 2 years. This was talked then. He was there. Who is speaking? Priyamata Maharaj. When the Manu, Swayambhu Manu was there. The Manu, like means, I mean, we are talking about thousands of years back, he was talking this verse. And this verse is applicable even now also. After 10,000 years, if you read this verse will be applicable. Because this is striking a point that, okay, this we are trying to get even in the path of devotional service. Even in the path of devotional service, we carried away by this sense gratification. We carried away by this sense. So one may think, oh fine, this is an amazing example. Priyavata Maharaj, or even, you know, Dhruva Maharaj, or Priyavata Maharaj, or other Maharaj, or Prithu, whatever, you know, the whole lineage of Dhanapad, you see, oh, they got the best of the both worlds. They did austerity, everything, they got that, and they got the kingdom, they enjoyed, they had a beautiful wife, they had a beautiful son, and then they perfected the life and they went to God, back to God. So this is a perfect example. Let me try that also. I will enjoy this as much as I can. I'll get a beautiful wife, I'll get a beautiful son, I'll get a beautiful palace, I'll enjoy nicely. Then I will be able to transcend this. This is what, so again we have an example. The player, you know, when you are going in opposition court, not everyone comes back like that. Here you can see the great devotees are like the sharks in the ocean. They can go any region of the ocean and they can be able to come back. But if you are a tiny fish, if you are going into the deep ocean, what will happen? There are so many crocodiles, there are so many problems. So it's a, oh, then Priyavata Maharaj is speaking like that, is it not very discouraging? Then one may think, where is the problem? There is a, the problem is, the, you know, if you see, the here Maharaj is saying, oh, I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Here in the previous verses we talk about, everyone has a 6-4 wives. A wife here, you know, the beautiful wife. But then once more, there is already having 6 wives within everyone. Could be representative of our own mind and senses. We have our 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and the master of the senses is the mind. We have to deal with them. We are dealing with our own mind. In the previous canto, which talked about Puranjan. Puranjan married to a, in the city of 9 gates, and he got a beautiful wife, intelligent. And along with the wife, there were thousands of servants. Isn't it right? There were thousands of servants are given to the wife. So wife is not alone. That is an allegorical story where wife is representing intelligence, and then we got these thousands of servants, the senses and sense objects is accompanying. So and that too, we have to deal with that. Here we are interesting, dancing monkey. If you see, our mind is like a monkey. Like to jump from one thought to another thought, like, you know, jumping from one branch to another branch. And it likes to, you know, take attention of us. In dancing, like we see people carry the monkey and they like to make some tricks so that they get money. When the monkey does the tricks, it's very captivating and everyone get, you know, seeing that, and they give donation. This is a street busker in India. So we can see the dancing monkey means like getting the attention, and it wants to do some sense gratification. I have fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. Prabhupada actually writes in his purport, beautiful, that one may be very proud of his material achievements, material skill set, material academic knowledge. And his accomplishment, his prestige, his possession, his powers, his expansion, his dynasty. Many things are there to get proud of. But that material material knowledge can be understood from the, you know, we see how condemned, the first line is, how condemned is the advancement of material knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyavrata. We are talking about Maharaj Priyavrata doing some amazing feats which even the modern scientists cannot understand. What we are talking about is small earth, a small one universe. We are talking about some kind of interplanetary achievements of Maharaj Priyavrata. He created seven islands, he created a big, you know, thing. What an achievement. That material advancement means how can we comfort and we get this sense gratification. We should remember that it's like trying to be comfortable in a turbulent ocean. I mean, the ocean sometimes is very calm and very composed and no problem, and we think we are safe and we have a beautiful boat, we have a beautiful ship, I have got a beautiful, you know, yacht or whatever, and this ocean is very smooth, I let my side in the ocean. As long as you are in this ocean, there is no comfortable situation because you are habitat of the land, you are not an animal of aquatics. You are comfortable when you are in the land. But if you think you are, I've got a beautiful house, I've got a beautiful palace, I've got a beautiful settlement and comfort in this. No. As long as you are in this material world, there is no comfort. Bhukale Mashashvatam, Krishna is saying. This is a place of misery. O Arjuna, this is a place of misery. You are trying to be comfortable in this place. Okay, all the best. And we sometimes think, oh no, I am comfortable. What is the problem? Why you are creating this problem? Why you are not leaving us to enjoy the sense gratification? Everyone running, you see. The modern, we go to Swanson Street, if you go there, everyone, waves of people are running towards the sense gratification. No one wants to stop. We stop in the middle, we stop, sir, excuse me, stop here, here's the book. We try to take, and people get upset. What do you want? I remember one time, this book distribution marathon. I was very new. And I was working night shift. And then I wanted to distribute a book. So early morning, when the shift finishes, around 7 o'clock like that, I want to come home. So 7 o'clock morning, and then you have a book. So I want to distribute a book. So you are very immature. Personally, I don't know. I've not got trained in book distribution or anything. Still, I don't know. But, you know, want to do, let us try like that. So what happened, I went and no one was there. It was in Collins Street, in the middle of the city. No one was there. Morning 7 o'clock, who will be there? Truck driver, the bin collectors will be there. That's all nice. And then one guy was jogging and coming. Like, you know, full headset like that. Probably he must be, you know, some manager, some nice, you know, jog shoot and everything. He was jogging with the headset and everything. And he was coming down the hill like that. And then I was there and then I stopped him, excuse me. And then he stopped like that. And then he said, sir, this is a book, you know, you take this book, very good book, like this, that, like that. And I don't know how to pitch and everything. I just said, I'm trying to push, being forced, you know, give this book, you know, take this book, sir, this is very important. And then he was like, he was, I can see, he was upset, obviously. And then he upset, and then he didn't speak anything, and then he continued his job. After he went for maybe 10, 15 or 20 meters, and then he turns back and then he shouted, why? Why in the morning? Like as if I ruined his whole day. he was upset, he turned, like he went back. I was thought, okay, fine, you know, I was then waiting for the tram. I went and then he went like further down, he turned back and he shouted, why in the morning? Why you did like this? Why like that? And he was so upset, disgusted, and then he continued. But this is Jiva. The Jiva, you know, like for example, a child is in Ayanamaya consciousness, want to eat, right? If you want to feed the child and you got the nice, you know, ice cream or chocolate, whatever, and then the child is so excited, I'm going to get this. And then by the time you're giving that, you're taking out. You know, I'm not giving. Then you imagine what the child will be. The child will be, you know, screaming, rolling in the, you think in the supermarket, what am I done, you know? It's so embarrassing, you know, the child is so shouting and everyone thinks you've done a so bad thing. why are you doing like this? Let me give the chocolate to the child. So, when there is an obstacle in the path of enjoying something, then we think this guy is my enemy. He has taken birth just to create problem in my sense gratification. This is sense gratification means what? That this thing is going to be my enjoyment. This is sense gratification. And doesn't matter who it may be, you know, in the prayer, yata kalena kamsa, yata visitation kalena kamsa, devaki udrakshtam. That word, Kamsa was there. Kamsa was taking his sister in the chariot and going. And he was so moved by the emotion and his tears coming out of his eyes because of the love for the sister. And then what happened? Immediately, the Akashavani, when it comes from the, hey, Kamsa, you fool. You're taking Devaki. Eight child will kill you. Then immediately what happened? Immediately he took the sword and wanted to kill Devaki. One moment he was the brother. Another moment he wanted to kill the own sister. Same Dhritarashtra, he personally made arrangement for the growth of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. Pandavas is like his own son. His brother's son. But then he thought, I was born blind. And that is why the reason the Pandu was given this opportunity to rule. Now his sons are ready, but I couldn't able to enjoy the kingdom, but let me give this to other, that is my son. I couldn't able to, mine. First, you know, Kamsa was representing I, and Dhritarashtra representing mine. I and mine. Janasya moham aham mameti. Bhumsakriya Maituni Bhava Tayonito Hridaya Granthi Sadhu Ato Graha Kshetra Sutapta Viteya Janasya Moham Aham Amiti. So there is an attraction, Maituni Bhava, this attraction between this man and woman, Bhumsakriya. What happened? Hridaya Granthis. They are saying, okay, my attraction not only leads to, it forms a knot in the heart. What is wrong with it? This is a natural. This is a natural course of living. Otherwise, what is the motivation to be in this material world? Krishna says, Kamasmi Bharata Sabha. Dharma Viruddha Kamasmi Bharata Sabha. He is saying, I am the sex life, which is not contradiction to this religious principle, which is the driving principle, Adi Rasa, Janmadi, Asya, Anya, Itarata, Chateshu, Abhinan, Swara. This is the Adi Rasa, and it is driving them. What is the wrong? What is the wrong? It is forming a knot, it is forming attachment. What is the problem is, Ato, Graha, Kshetra, Sutapta, Vite. Then what happens comes is the details. Yes, there is attraction, there is entanglement, there is a motivation to do some activities. But then along with that then comes I, and I am superior, Revata saying, aham indriya, I, for sense gratification, avidya rachita vishame vishayanda kupe. By nascence, the distress caused by the nascence of sense gratification lead to what? Andhakupe, in the dark wealth which is covered, which is that covering potency of Maya, the kicking potency of Maya, which does not, it's like the terms and conditions of buying a product. You may not know the terms and conditions, but you are allured by the product. But then when the product gives distress and disable, problem, then you understand, it's there in the terms and conditions. It's warranty only for 2 days. We may not need the detail of what is coming with the package is such that you are allured by the package, but you don't know what is inside the package. It comes with the extra fittings. That is not shown. That is seen by the pure devotees who can see as it is. What is the problem behind that activity? So one may say, okay, fine, this is a problem. I have renounced. Renunciation. So Arjuna also thought, this activity, Arjuna, oh Krishna, why you are, you know, making me to this so abominable activity of killing my relatives? There is only simple reaction is going to come. There is no motivation to do this activity if I know this so bad is going to come to me. Why I have to do this? I'd rather, you know, renounce and go to the forest. Krishna said, if you renounce the activity externally without having that full thing internally, then you will be like a pretender, mithyachar. You want to renounce? When many people think, oh, I will get married because whatever I'm brahmacharya ashram, or whatever ashram I am, I'm not happy in Krishna consciousness. Let me marry so that I can be happy. Then what happens when you get married? Then comes the details. Then it's, oh no, this is also a problem. Oh Krishna. So this is also a problem, this is also a problem. Let me renounce immediately. I thought this is, you know, good. So after going through this duality, okay, this is a good, this is bad, I'll accept good, I will reject bad, this is my life, as long as I can push that my problem and my bad things, I can be happy. Maybe my plans like that. But life is not like for that. Life is to please Krishna. Even though one's personal interest, favorable, unfavorable. But what is favorable? What is the sense gratification for Krishna? This is the central theme of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, Arjuna, use buddhi, buddhi yoga, and do this activity for my own pleasure. That is actually the spirituality. Spirituality means it is for the pleasure of Krishna. It is not pleasure of the community, nation, or family, or for oneself. That is altruism, philanthropic work, some material, you know, thing. That all material platform. Anything below these three worlds, below the three modes, that is not spiritual. In the name of, in the garb of spiritualism, so much of material welfare activities go, that is not the real spiritualism. Yes, we do that. We are not, you know, denying the fact that we are helping people, we are feeding people, we are doing some beneficial work and community work. Yes, we do that. But what is the goal? The goal is to please Krishna. If that is not achieved, then what is the point? That is what yesterday verse is saying. One is giving up his one occupational duty and taking the shelter of the feet of Krishna. One may follow bhajana pakko pate teto tadi. One may follow, yes, one may pate, following down. What is the loss? Pabhadra amusya amusya. Then what is the gain? Bhajan, what is the, you know, fully you're doing swadharmata. You're doing it, your occupational thing very nicely, and you miss the whole point of surrendering to Krishna. What is the point of doing your occupational duty so nicely? What is the point of doing a prescribed duty when you can't able to surrender to Krishna? The prescribed duty when you do, that is a sacrifice. When you're doing a prescribed duty, you understand this is, you know, we need to understand the goal, the transcendence. The goal is the transcendence that we go back, we don't want to take, but this we understand, we do our duty as a purification. We go through the ashram, through the purification. This is the point. The purification, we understand this is to purify. Whatever happening is only for benefit of me. And I, let me undergo this. This is a purification process. This is not like a selective approach of, wow, how well, I'll accept this because this will make me happy. I'll reject this because it will make me sad. Then we will be continuously assessing this whole thing. And the renunciation. So when we think, okay, fine, this is not working, I'll renounce. Without qualification, without actually one is not there and renounce, what happened? Then he will degrade himself more. If a person is sense gratification, for example, sense gratification, and then he is considered to be in passion. So when there is passion, there has to be upgrade to goodness. If you stop the activity, then what happened? He will be doing more sinful activity. That is ignorance. Okay, attached to the result, okay, you're doing, okay, fine, do it. One wants to do it, attached to the result, okay, fine. You cannot able to give the result to Krishna. At least do something. Keep yourself busy with your mind. Do some action. If you're not able to surrender fully, at least do something for Krishna. Do your activities for Krishna. So it is covered well. I have had enough. I'm going to enjoy anymore. I'm not going to enjoy anymore. This is a renunciation. One. How this is happening? So this is the second later part of the purport, if you see. Whatever one can do, you're not able to continue, but do little bit of endeavor in this process, there is no loss or diminution, you see that. That renunciation, how it is coming in the heart of a jiva, the two things are there. The renunciation coming from the heart is by the grace of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is present in the as a Paramatma. That's why they, what is the essence? This is a essence of all scriptures. It is a question by the sages. You know, they are saying, Vasudeva answer is what? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita. Jnanatya Asu Vairagya Jnanam Chaya Ayatukam. The causeless knowledge and renunciation is coming to a devotee. Why? Bhakti Yoga Prayajita. When he does Bhakti Yoga to who? Vasudeva Bhagavati. When a person does Bhakti Yoga, devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vasudev, Krishna, then what happens? Automatically one gets renunciation. He doesn't have to endeavor for the renunciation. Then Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Param Drishtva Nivartate. So what happens? When you develop a higher taste, then the lower taste goes away. You don't have to work on that. The renunciation comes in the heart of a devotee. You want to renounce, you understand. Because if he thinks, okay, I am doing this activity is done by mind. I am the controller. When he thinks I am the controller, then what is the next step? I am also the enjoyer. Because I only did that. Prakriti Kriyamanani. Last verse, Bhagavan was speaking. Prakriti Kriyamanani, Guna Karma Sa. Prakriti Kriyamanani. What is the verse? Yes, sir. ప్రకృతి విరమణని గుణకర్మాన్ని సర్వస అహంకార గుణాత్మ కర్తగం ఇది మన్యతే. బికాస్ ఈ థింకింగ్ ద అటాచ్ వర్కర్ ఈ థింకింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ బై మీ వేర్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ కర్త ఐఎమ్ ద కర్త ఐ డిడ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సో ఐ ఎంజాయ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రాబ్లం ఎస్ ఓకే వన్ ఈస్ అటాచ్ వన్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ they controlling, thinking like that, your ahamkara, false ego, you cannot be happy. When you say, oh yeah, I'm serving Krishna's energy, what is the problem? Maya is Krishna's energy, I'm serving. Yes, you can serve Krishna directly or indirectly, it's up to you. But if you serve Maya, you cannot be happy, that is the problem. Yes, you can serve, but then you cannot be happy. Don't expect happiness and peacefulness. You know, Atma supersedati. Your Atma cannot be satisfied. Savai Pumsam Parodharma Yato Bhakti Adokshade. Hai Tukya Aparitata Atma supersedati. That one occupation has to be done only for the pleasure of Krishna. Uninterrupted, unmotivated. Then the Atma is happy, satisfied, completely satisfied. So that renunciation comes in the heart by the grace of the Lord, which is sitting as a Paramatma within us. He actually gives that mercy of renunciation. But before that, one is sincerely following the instruction of the Guru, the Narada. Here you can see the instruction of the spiritual master, and then he sincerely served the instructions of the spiritual master, Guru Nishtha. Yesterday you can see from the class, Guru Nishtha. So that is leading to, that is by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna one get, by the mercy of Guru one get Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna one get Guru. Brahmanda Brahmite Pona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. This is the process. The process is that by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna one get the devotional service and devotional bija, Bhakti Lata Beach in the heart of a conditioned soul. Then the renunciation comes. Renunciation is a byproduct. Renunciation, renouncing this. Without the higher layers, if you renounce, you will be like a pretender. Externally, one is situated in there. And without following instruction and trying to imitate the activities of Priyavrata, you will be gone. Krishna says, Yadidarchitishestas, yes. One even is a perfected realized soul, he is completely Jivan Mukta, or he is completely aloof, but still one has to act like that as a prescribed duty. Why? Because to second example, Arjuna, because you may be qualified person, you will go to the forest, but then following your footsteps, many people will go without any adhikar, they will do nonsense activities in the forest. So to set an example, one can be in any ashram. One can be in Gyanas ashram, one can be in Brahmacharya, one can be in Vanaprastha, one can be in Sannyas. But one is really developing that bhakti yoga and understanding, okay, this is so why is this, like for example here we see him, he is realizing, oh my god, what I am doing now, I have to stop this and I have to do the real purpose of what I am supposed to do, enlightenment, awakening, the awakening moments in Krishna consciousness, we get renunciation, yes, what I am doing, wasting time, wasting my energy. This is not going to go anywhere. Yes, I am trying to keep my comfortable. Who comfortable? I am maintaining my family. Kutumba Bharameva. Deva Chateshu Aya Rajan Kutumba Bharameva. In the daytime, I do artha, economic development, or maintaining my family. Night time, what I do? Nidhyaya Vete Naktam. Do sleeping and vayavarana chava vaya. That means I do in sleeping, I do sense enjoyment, but daytime I do economic development and I maintain my family. Why I maintain my family? Because they are what? They are deha patya kala adhritishu. They are my atma sainishu asatvapi. They are my soldiers. Deha, patya, kala, adhishu, this body, children, my family, and whatever things are related to that. Mahatma Shainishu, these are my soldiers, they are my soldiers, they are going to do pashyanapi na pashyati, but even you see, they are going to be distracted. They are not desham pramata nidanam, pashyanapi na pashyati. They are not going to last long. Tasma, so Krishna, Rishabdev, I think this is the Sukhdev Goswami, second again. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwara Hari. Shortavya Kritita Vesha, Smartavyasha Ichada Abhim. So one has to, therefore you think all those things you are trying to do in the daytime, in the night time, you are maintaining, you are working hard, you are keeping everything, you are thinking they are going to protect you, they are going to give you happiness, they are going to do all these things, your body is going to protect you, your family, everything is going to do, that all going to go destroyed. What you have to do, therefore you do the Srotavya, hearing, chanting, remembering, and freedom. If you desire freedom from this, Ichadabhyam, if you want freedom, if you really desire freedom from all these things, then what? Bhagavato Ishwarari, Bhagavan Ishwarari, Sarvatma. You have to worship the Lord by glorifying His glories, you are hearing His glories. By remembering him, you will be able to get out of this whole thing. Otherwise what? Shrotavyadini Rajendra. Oh Rajendra, oh king, there are hundreds and thousands, you know. Nirnam Shanti Sahasrasha. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nirnam Shanti Sahasrasha. There are thousands and thousands of hearing subject matter as spoken in the family life. Apasyatam Atma Tattvam Greheshu Grahamegna. That means there are thousands and thousands of subject matter in the hearing, in the family life. There is hundreds and thousands, you know, they talk about this, you know, this, all these things are going on, but they are blind to Atma Tattva. When you talk about, say, you know, families are there, they talk everything. They talk about the neighbor, dog, this, that, everything, family, weather, all these things they talk. The moment you introduce about the Atma Tattva, that is about self-realization, everyone disappears. Oh, no time. Graheshu Gregamedinam. This is Gregamedinam. The life of a Grihamedi is like that. They speak about all the subject matter. They talk about the news 24 hours. They talk about what is happening here, what is happening here, what is happening in my family, neighbor, this, that, all the community. But they don't have to talk about the spiritual world. They don't have to talk about the, like the soul. They are blind to Atma Tattva. And the night time they spend in sleeping, day time they spend in, you know, the economic development. It's all this, you know, these beautiful verses. Noonam pramate kurute vikarma. This is because one is Indra Prater Apnoti, when his desire is for sense gratification, then he is inclined to do sinful activities. Doesn't matter. I'll do sinful. Vikarma, the activities he described is, you know, not approved in the Vedic thing. Why? Because of sense gratification. So we see that the renunciation comes. When Maharaj possible, such renunciation as Maharaj Priyavrata is possible only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, when people are powerful and when they have beautiful wife, beautiful woman, material property, they become more and more entangled. This is Janma Aishwarya Sutta Shivi, Yadamana Madhapunavan. Kunti Maharaj is saying, Janma Aishwarya, the nice birth, nice opulence, Sutta Shivi, looking good, very nice education, all these things are there. Yes, true. Everything is there. But what happened? One cannot approach Krishna with feelings. This is the problem. This is the problem. So one person who was already having the Prabhupada, right? Like people in the Western world when I came, they already have this. They are all material assets. When the material assets, when used in the Krishna service, that becomes spiritual assets. So we don't have to get envy if someone is having that. Or we don't have to be distressed if we are having that. Either we have, we don't have. Either someone has or don't have. Don't worry, we can use it in Krishna service. Even if you don't have, that is good because you can approach Krishna directly. You know, this is what Kunti Maharaj is saying. I am just a sphere. Amalatma, these are all, you know, people like great transcendentalists, they are Muni. They are all approaching me, only a woman, you know what I can do. You know, like. But she is a great devotee. She is telling, you know, how humility, humble she could be. She is saying, okay, this is all Janma Aishwarya Sutta Shivi. These are all increasing the material fever. We are in a fever, we are in not a comfortable situation. We are already having a fever and someone comes and increases our fever. Oh, get more. One house not enough, get two. One car not enough, get two. One this not enough, that is not enough, this is not enough. You get more and more. More and more and what? Trying to comfortable. Even if you make comfortable situation, Prabhupada saying. Even if we make comfortable situation, then what about next life? Right? Everything is gone. Everything is gone. Everything is all zeros. Doesn't matter. Don't be proud of your zeros. I have 100 zeros. I have so many zeros. I have so many. What is the point of zero? As long as there is no one, that is Krishna, the only one, then all the zeros are zero. So that is that. When the material assets, when material things are used in the service, that is the renunciation spirit. We are not renouncing. Prabhupada said, renounce means what? Renunciation means what? Renunciation means that everything has to be used in the service of Krishna. This is spiritual communism, Prabhupada said. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything, you know, used in the service of Krishna. So that is the spirit of renunciation. Spirit of renunciation is that yes, I do this activity. I don't reject this activity is material or spiritual. I don't distinguish. I do this activity and I give this result for the pleasure of Krishna. That's all. You don't get attached to this. What if I do that? What I will get? What I don't get? What others will think? Then we are in mental platform. We are in duality. We are in this material world. As long as we do this pleasure for the Krishna, then everything is a spiritual activity. So here we can see. So completely trained. Having been completely trained by the great sage Narada, revive his Krishna consciousness in spite of all impediments. We have to get remembrance about this because it's an age of distraction. It's an age of distraction. You cannot be, you have to struggle hard to become, you know, uplift your consciousness. It's working hard. It is not, it's like if you want to understand how difficult is this, then you go opposition. Like if you want to understand the strength of the stream, go upstream. If you want to understand how bad your mind and senses, then go, you know, avoid sense gratification. Then you will understand how the mind is. As long as we are helping, we are increasing the fever and we are drinking poison voluntarily. This is the tapodhiryam putraka yena sattvam sudhye. Esmada, you know, what is it? Brahma sakyam to anantam. Tapodhiryam. Tapodhiryam putraka, this is what they are saying to understand. You have to do austerity. You have to do divine austerity, O sons. Because this kashtan kaman harate vilpujamye. This kaman, this sense gratification, which is struggling, who deserves this? This is actually deserved by the dogs and hogs who eat food. Vilpujam. Nayam dega dega bajam nirloke. This body is given to you. This, all these living entities are getting these material bodies in this nirloke, in this place. Nayam deha, this body is given. You know, this kashtan kaman, you are very struggling to get this sense gratification, which is actually reserved to the animals. Why you want to use this body for that? Then what is your use? If you don't want to use for sense gratification, then what is that? You have to do austerity. Human life is meant for to do austerity. You have to go against this natural tendency of degradation. You have to go against, up. Urdhva, not adogachandri. So then one is tapodivyam, then Brahma Saukyam to Anantam. What are you going to get? What are you going to get? Anything? Yes, you are going to get Brahma Saukyam. This is Anantam, never ending. It's continuously increasing. So that is the effect of this tapodivyam. What is our divyam? What is our austerity tapo? Eating, dancing, having prasad. This is our austerity. What is our austerity? One has to do austerity, tolerate, one has to do austerity. What is our austerity? Chanting Hare Krishna, dancing. Imagine, you have to, your austerity is that you go nice, have spinach pie, all this prasadam nicely, and then go to Swanson Street and chant Hare Krishna, dance. This is our austerity. But still, durdaivam, I'm so unfortunate, I couldn't able to get the taste for this. Our austerity is nothing, it's not austerity actually, it's a pleasurable act. But still one is not getting taste. So this is the unfortunate situation. Dudaivam, O Krishna. So I'll stop here. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O Premande.
Can I make a question?
Question? Okay. Yes.
It's based in the text. It means that Priyaratan is doing introspection, self-reflection of his activities.
Okay.
So the assessment is that he is entangled in material gratification. So how we can reconcile that with the text 19, when the Lord Brahma is giving instructions of the Lord to Priyavrata, and he said that please carry on with this order of the Lord, you won't be entangled in. So you have accepted this material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out to the Lord's order and in your constitutional position. So it's like he won't be entangled, and now he's reflecting. And so, how he can reconcile this?
It's simple. Okay. As I said, this thing is an instructive pastime we have to take from yesterday also, Prabhu was explaining. So, material entity, you know, they are portraying the dangers of this material entanglement. He is a pure devotee by any chance, but he is presenting in a way that he is helping us. If you see this is a whole thing, that yes, he did everything whatever has to be done in all those. He has done great feats, what one can get in this material world. He has done more than that. But he is showing, yes, I have done all those things which you are trying to come to that stage, but there is nothing. I have done so much. but you are still behind me. You are coming in that path. Those who are trying to enjoy the sense gratification and getting entering into the grass. I have done so many. I have done because you are vacant here. There is nothing here. So don't think that, okay, I'll also, you know, you fail, but I can succeed. If you see Triyavata, like, he has done austerity, he has done, he has taken this just to please the, but he is saying, this is not where I am. I have to give up this and I have to go back to the ultimate. I have done my duty, I have done this, okay, fine. Now time to take full shelter of Krishna. So, if you think, okay, in one sense, he doesn't have to renounce. He can be. But now he is saying, okay, fine, done, all those things are done now. So, if you take in our personal life also, that yes, one is getting into grihastha ashram, one is getting into all those things. Just to set an example, we can take it in that way. Or to have, okay, family, Krishna conscious family. So, everything is helping each other. Then after some time, okay, fine, now time to give up and take a full service of Krishna. That one has to come to that one point.
In this case, we can say this, just this statement in this text can be taken as a demonstration of his humility, but doesn't mean he is situated in that way.
Yeah. He's about his thought. He is explaining about his, no, it's not like his reflection, you can say, and of course it's humility. He is saying, okay, you know, he is acting as if he's an henpecked husband, which he was, you know, indeed everything what his wife said and what is needed for the family, everything said. But now he understood, okay, fine, now time to renounce, that's all. I don't have to be here for the comfortable. If you see the other, you know, most of the kings, these are the great kings we are talking about, and they have done everything, okay, now time to take shelter of Krishna fully.
Another point is, you allow me, in the previous text, 9, 8, 16, 17, Lord Rama was explaining about the purpose of Varnashram Dharma.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned in the class, the purification aspect, yeah, that, yeah, we should consider. Can we understand that Priyavrata Maharaj, because he was performing austerities before, he reached a level of purification, but in spite of that, he has to pass through the Grihastha Ashram. Can we consider that it's part of that purification process for him, or he was already prepared enough to go through this Grihastha Ashram without being entangled? So it wasn't needed, that kind of purification for him, so just following the instructions because it was needed,
yeah,
as a service. Or the purification that he reached when he was doing austerities wasn't enough. For that reason, he has to pass through the Grihastha Ashram or whatever it is for continuing his purification process.
Yep.
And now he reached a stage that, okay, that's enough for me, and now it's, my purification aspect is done in this Grihastha Ashram, so now I'll continue more dedicated in the next stage of my life. Is, yeah, can be that, or how we can understand these purification, yeah, aspects?
So, how we can understand is a very subjective thing, because it's about, see, first of all, the ashram is created so that they can come to Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of Varnashram. Varnashram is in itself is not mentioned in the 64 qualities of devotional service, you know, one is required a qualification, anything. So, yes, we are going through some internal struggle, everyone, and we are having that tug of war. But according to one's nature, one can have a comfortable or a, you know, position where he can fight against that struggle. That is one has to choose, okay fine, this is place where I can able to perform. But in the case of Priyavarta Maharaj, he is showing an example that above my personal likings and disliking, the orders of a guru or the spiritual master, or in case Krishna here, is superior. So one may have certain things how we can do, how one has to perform in bhakti, how one can, okay, one may say, I like to do this activity in my Krishna consciousness. But then your authorities or your guru or your authorities may say, okay, I would like to do, you to do this activity or this task for me. And if you see, that is, you should understand, okay, this is the arrangement of the Lord. Otherwise, we will complicate our own thing, okay, fine. I'm attached to the way I wanted to do, or I'm attached to the way how I should do my bhakti. Then what is the whole point is to please the guru or the representative of Krishna or Krishna himself. So here we can see Priyavrata Maharaj, he was, and then Brahma saying, don't be envious of the Supreme Lord. That means envious is where that envy comes, because envy comes when we are, I don't want to accept you, what you are saying. I am happy with what I am doing. This is a problem, if you see, surrender to the spiritual master means surrender everything. Words, mind, body, everything. And we have to submit, okay fine, what you want me to do? You ask me to do, okay, I'll do this, that's it. Then that is the way we can go fast track one's devotional service. So here if you see Priyavrata Maharaj is he was not inclined to do, but then he said, okay, this is how you will not, I'm giving you a guarantee. This is the Lord, Supreme Lord is saying, you do like this, you act like this, you will not entangle, you will come to me, like, it's a guarantee. But what if I'm strict with my austerity, I will not be, doing like this. Then where is the guarantee? Here, the Lord giving you a guarantee, saying, okay, he's saying, you do this, I will take care of everything, if someone is saying like that. Then we just, what we have to do? No, I will not listen to you. I will work it out myself. You carry on your job, I will do my job. Then we are not sure where we will end up. Krishna Gandhi is not about personal strength or personal. Yes, one can continue, but we need the mercy of the Lord, and that comes through devotees. So here, purification, if you see, Brihavanda Maharaj is already pure. There is no need of going through all this, but to set an example, that to follow the instruction of the authorities and to go through this irrespective of one's not willing to do, even okay fine, to please the superior authorities and the Lord, and then such an instructive of life of Priyavrata Maharaj. And
Please, in that answer, can we compare this statement or this text to those poems and songs written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Yeah.
When
he talks about his mind.
Yeah, and but himself is situated in a higher level.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, 100%. We cannot, Bhaktivinoda is having so many kids, he's having a magistrate job. Men of pounds and shillings and all kinds of sense gratification things. But he's a pretend, no? He is totally, he's doing, but he sees writings and teachings. He got a ray of Vishnu, his son, Bhakti Siddhanta. You see in the scriptures, as a person, he is nowhere untouched by these external things and all. He writes, my mind is so bad. He's right. But why they are saying that is they are in utmost humility, and they are also you know, one of the quality is what Suhrad Sarva Bhutanam, right? Titiksava Karunika Suhrad Sarva Bhutanam Shanta Sadayo Shanta Satra Ajava Satrava Sadhu Sadhu Bhushanam Shanta Sadhu Bhushanam. These are the qualities of a sadhu that you think, okay, Paradukha Dukhi. I see many conditioned souls are suffering. And what are they undergoing? They are feeling compassion and they are giving. And they don't have to say, Vivana Priyavata. He is saying, okay, fine, you know, this is what one person is going through. The mind is going through like that, the mind is telling like this, the senses are like that. You need to be careful, you need to pray like this. So the life of the activities of the great Vaishnava we cannot understand. And trying to understand is also not, you know, possible. But their instruction we can follow. We cannot imitate, but then they are instructing. Showing us, setting an example for the others, for the, all the conditioned souls. So that is, you know, yes, this verse is compared to like that. He is speaking, but he is a great person. We cannot, he is just like us, no. Thank you, Vendra Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.